It's Black History Month and Valentine's Day. So combine the two.
And you know what that means? The Indianapolis Public Library is up to some good in the community. And it's time again for Meet the Artists. They do the big exhibit and lots of fun stuff and the big gala reception. So welcoming to the show today, I've got two guests in studio, beautiful women. Cordelia Watkins of the Indianapolis Public Library's African American History Committee and Rahima McNeil. She's a jewelry designer and artist who is participating in the event. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Cordelia, can you give me the skinny, give me some of the background on this event, and particularly for the uninitiated, because we have new listeners every day and people that move into the community and they don't know anything about Meet the Artist. What is Meet the Artist and what's its significance to the African-American community here in Indy and Marion County?
That sounds great. This is actually an art exhibit that features local African-American artists. Mm-hmm. We have been doing this now for 27 years. The actual artwork is already up. It's been up since the 28th of January, and it stays up for 2 months, so it doesn't come down until March.
Okay, so it's Black History Month all throughout. So we get a nice dose of it more than just 1 month because, you know, we always say we celebrate Black History every day.
That's right.
All right. Okay, so if people come to the event this year, what will they see and what are some of the dates?
All right. So the actually opening gala will be Saturday, February the 14th. Yes, Valentine's Day. The perfect place to bring your date. You'll get live music. You'll get poetry. You'll get gospel. And then we top it off with a major fashion show by Miss Alpha Blackburn herself.
Oh, I just saw Miss Alpha out in the community, always doing good. All right. And what are some of the reasons that folks should really come to the event other than having this very visual and audio treat?
Yes. We've got 17 great visual artists, women, men. This year we threw in a tattoo artist that we've never had before.
That is different.
That is different for us. So we are excited about having new artists. We're always out there looking for new artists. We've got youth exhibit, as we always have. We've got like 8 dynamic authors, so they'll be having their books there. People can come. We've got storytelling for the young people, so you can bring your kids on the date with you if you choose to do that. But we've got African drumming, so we've got Urban Vibes. We've got Brian Reeves. We've got Tammy Burrs, who's a poet. We've even got Tony Sticks as a poet. Vocab I Speak. This will be her first time to our stage, so we're excited. And then we got the Bulletproof Soul Band. They are off the hook. They're dynamic. So we're excited about that. And then we'll end with Alpha Blackburn's Fashion Passion. I believe she has about 13 great designers this year.
Okay. Can't wait to see it. And when you're talking about, you know, new artists and you're talking about people coming to participate, that's when we're going to turn our attention to Miss Rahima McNeil, because you're a jewelry designer and you're participating. Why did you want to participate in Meet the Artists this year?
I felt like it was a great opportunity. I went last year and it was awesome. It was a lot of energy. They had a lot of great fashion and poets.
All right. So when it comes to fashion, that was the thing that grabbed your attention?
Yes, because I was modeling.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so tell me about your jewelry that folks will come to the event to see.
My jewelry line is called Vibrous Custom Jewelry. My brother Theon Lee helped me pick out the name. And Vibrous is actually the whisker of a cat.
Okay.
And it's used to detect where it can land and fit into its surroundings. Mm-hmm. And so my jewelry is uniquely fitted to each and every individual. So I make everything very unique and one of a kind. So somebody might buy something that no one else will get.
I'm going to snap some pictures and we're going to put some of the stuff up on the website, because she's got some really cute earrings out here that you'll be able to not only see, but you'll be able to also purchase at the event, correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay. Tell me about your style, because talking about that uniqueness, I see lots of color. Tell me about your style.
I'm actually stimulated by color. Mm-hmm. I'm also a graphic designer, so I like patterns, colors and contrast. So when I make my jewelry, I like to study different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I studied the Asian culture, the Spanish culture, the African culture, and you'll see a lot of African patterns, ankhs, beads from different sizes and stones and, of course, wood.
What drew you to this particular medium to express your creativity doing jewelry and fashion?
I would say really it was television and magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted jewelry that expressed who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw commercials of jewelry advertisements, it was always like a blonde hair, blue-eyed woman wearing crystals.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, but that's not really me. That doesn't really reflect who I am. So I wanted to create jewelry that reflect women in diverse ways.
Okay. And I think from what I'm seeing, you've achieved this, because I'm digging the onks. I'm seeing
Thank
that.
You.
But you know what? When it comes to events like this, big not-profit events and ones that have lasted in our community and have a lot of history, Cordia, you have to have this seed planted in you of service. Why are you serving on the African American History Committee at, of all places, the public library? Yeah.
I believe in it. I believe this is our mission, part of the library's mission. And actually, the CEO and everyone, they believe in this committee. So that is why I actually serve on the committee. Tony Radford started this program 27 years ago because in Indianapolis, there wasn't a place you could go see African-American artists. Mm-hmm. So he actually, although he is on the committee, but he is actually the person that started this program 27 years ago. And we have had backing and support from the library since then.
All right. And they've not wavered.
No, they have not. Let me tell you about Miss Rahima. She will also be doing a workshop.
Okay.
A jewelry workshop on this day, on February the 14th. So you guys can come out and see her make some of the jewelry, or you can make some of it.
Okay. And is that workshop open to all ages?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody. That night, you can come in. There's a couple different workshops, but she's going to be doing one of them. Some jewelry making workshop.
Because I see that this is a cool thing for, of course, adult women who want to express their own creativity.
Yes.
But I also see it as a cool way for young people to find their passion and to have something that they can walk away with that is uniquely them.
That's
so cool. So give them the big shout out to tell them come to your workshop.
Absolutely. Come out to the workshop on February the 14th. I will be there displaying how to make beautiful jewelry to express who you are inside out.
Okay. And ladies, our time is drawing nigh, but I just have to ask you a question about women and arts in this community. What is the positioning of women in this community? Has it improved? Where do you need to go?
I'm gonna let Rahima start off with. She's a lot of artists. She's a spoken word artist, so she is a full-round
artist. You're multi-talented and walking in a lot of veins there. I mean, have you had, you know, issues of getting what you're offering out to the masses? Have you been pigeonholed? Tell me about the position of women in the art scene in Indy. Is it welcoming? Lots of questions.
To be honest, mm-hmm. I would say at first, It's kind of staggering to start out as a beginner,
mm-hmm.
first off, not even based on gender, but as a beginner. And then what you have to do is you have to build yourself from the ground up. And then once you do that, you approach many people in the position of power to open up doors for you. But all you really can do is be hungry, ambitious, and consistent. And that is undeniable.
Okay. Be consistent. I love that. And then somebody will notice.
Absolutely.
All right. Take a stab at that question for me, Ms. Cordia, because you see it from the business side of it as well. And so folks are coming to you, and
yes.
I'm imagining that they're talking to you, telling you about the challenges they face and where they're having their success stories.
We do. After each event, we do like an evaluation of the people that participated. And we talk about, you know, have doors open for you? How are you getting people to come in and see your work? And so often what we have found is that after they actually come and display and meet the artist, doors do begin to open for many people. I mean, I look at, it's not a woman, but Loban Hamilton, who does all the artwork with the vinyls. He's back in it this year. But he is just, since Meet the Artist, he's like boomed. And so that's what we're trying to do, opening up doors for local African-American artists, both men and women. And that is exactly, I mean, the young lady, we chose a young lady's picture this year on our flyer, and awesome, awesome picture. And she's a dynamic artist. So we are excited to open doors for local African-American artists in Indianapolis.
So they can just take the ball and run with it. It's an exciting event, and it is a jewel of our community. It's Meet the Artists of the Indianapolis Public Library. The dates again?
It is Saturday, February the 14th. I'll tell you that the doors are going to open about 5:45. We're sponsored by the Crystal DeHaan Foundation. So we are so excited about our opening reception.
And you're participating in First Friday, and the event, actually the exhibits, will go until the month of March. If folks want more information, where can they get it?
They can go to www.ndpl.org, or they can call 275-4099.
All right. Meet the Artists. Joining me here in studio to talk about something going on in our community that you can go to because you know you don't want to miss out. Cordelia Watkins of the Indianapolis Public Library's African-American History Committee, and Rahima McNeil. She'll be doing a class and she will be exhibiting and selling her jewelry designs because she is a jewelry design artist and a visual artist. And she's got some great stuff for you.
Come on down to the event, Valentine's Evening. Hey, that's tomorrow. I'm Kim Wells. This is Access Indy here on 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.